Motel 6 has settled a class action lawsuit filed on behalf of Latino guests that alleged it discriminated against them by routinely sharing guest lists with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It's a story that the Phoenix New Times uncovered last fall, and we're joined now by one of the reporters behind it, Joseph Flaherty. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with what is in this settlement. What do we know about that at this point?
Well, we have basically the information that we've gotten based on a court filing on Friday is that Motel 6 and the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, or MALDEF, which is a civil rights group based in L.A., these two parties have agreed to a settlement. We don't know what the details are in that settlement at this point. The lawsuit was filed in January, and MALDEF is saying that they expect to reach more or release more details in the next couple of weeks.
Do they seem pleased with what's happened at this point? Have you spoken with MALDEF?
You know, I got a brief statement from MALDEF President Thomas Sands yesterday. I'm not quite sure if they're pleased or not pleased with the settlement. Back in January, MALDEF stated that they were hoping to obtain compensation for guests who had been unlawfully detained as a result of the Motel 6 practice of sharing guest lists with ICE. So I expect if they have reached a settlement, that will be some element of it.
Right. Okay. So let's take a quick step back and remind us kind of how this all began and how you got this story to begin with here in Phoenix.
Sure. Well, we received a tip last fall, actually, and wrote a story about how Motel 6 locations in Phoenix, two of them located on kind of the west side of town by the interstates, were systematically sharing guest lists with Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers, basically on a nightly basis. And that led to about 20 arrests of undocumented guests who were staying at those motels. We published the story. It created a kind of a big frenzy. There was a movement to boycott Motel 6 as a result of it. And then shortly thereafter, in January, there were a pair of lawsuits that were filed over the practice, this one from MALDEF and another lawsuit from the Attorney General of Washington State, Bob Ferguson.
Right. Tell us more about where that investigation and lawsuit stands.
That investigation and lawsuit is ongoing. There's back and forth between the state of Washington and Motel 6, most recently about the jurisdiction of that lawsuit, whether it was going to be in federal court or in state court in Washington. In that state, the investigation found that six corporate-owned Motel 6 locations were regularly giving guest lists to ICE, which was news to us. We knew this practice was going on in Arizona, but as a result of that proactive investigation by the Attorney General in Washington, it basically revealed that this practice was happening at Motel 6 locations elsewhere, too.
Right. And give us an idea of what both of these lawsuits have sort of alleged. One was a class action, and it's talking about discrimination and the Fourth Amendment, right?
That's right. And MALDEF's case in particular is interesting in that regard. They are alleging on behalf of eight anonymous Latino plaintiffs who stayed at two Phoenix Motel 6 locations that their rights were infringed. And they're alleging an array of violations of state and federal laws, including anti-discrimination federal law, the Fourth Amendment, then going into the Arizona laws related to consumer protection and intrusion on privacy as well. So there's a variety of allegations in the original complaint that was filed, and I'm especially interested to see what the settlement will encompass as a result of that.
Yeah. Is there any sense, before we let you go here, that this is broader than Motel 6, that other businesses work with ICE in ways like this?
You know, it's difficult to say. I mean, when we wrote that original story, one of the things that we noted was that motels will routinely provide guest lists to police in the course of police investigation, warrants, et cetera. One thing that was very startling about this case, however, was that as far as we knew, this was one of the first times that a motel chain was systematically working with ICE. Now, I'm not sure if this is something that's happening across all businesses, but in terms of motels, a place where you have a reasonable expectation to privacy, I think people were extremely shocked to learn that this was happening with regularity, at least in Arizona and Washington.
All right. That is Joseph Flaherty with the Phoenix New Times. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Joseph.
Absolutely, you bet.